the Lord. Isn't he a miracle working God? Praise God. God is good every time. The Lord bless each one. We give everyone a warm welcome in our service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to say, next Sunday morning, I want to give opportunity. If someone has a wee testimony you want to share or sing a song, I want to give a bit of time before we preach for somebody to do that. 5 or 10 minutes, not a sermon. If you have a sermon, don't come and do it next Sunday morning. Come and see me and I'll give you the whole meeting if you want to preach a sermon. So if you have a sermon, and I mean that, maybe somebody has a message, and if you feel you have a message, well then you'll get opportunity to bring a message. But if somebody has a wee testimony they want to share next Sunday morning or sing a song, we want to give opportunity for that. Praise the Lord that you can share. Amen. And it's good to have a testimony, isn't it? Everybody has a testimony. And it's always good to be testifying what the Lord's done. And it's so good. He's maybe seen it. Praise the Lord. With young Jamie Lee, it could have been different. Head-on collision. It was God's grace. He's sore and everything, but he's all right. And that's the grace of God that the Lord spared him. And the other fellow as well. Because things could have been a lot different. And, you know, you don't need me to tell you the roads are dangerous. And we travelled to work with a fella and if it's snowing, raining, the speed doesn't change. People go at the same speed. But you know a vehicle, when it's snowing or raining, that vehicle will not stop in the wet, will in the dry when it's wet. But people ignore all that, and there's accidents all the time. And it can happen to any of us. I had a wee accident not long back, and the boss I was working for, he gave me the red act. But sure, about 2 weeks later, he had won his own self. And I tell you, he took near the front clean out of the car. And my son was with him. And he got my son to promise not to tell nobody about it. And the difference in my boss and me was I had no money to offer the people. But he more or less bribed your boy that he'll get him a new car if it comes to it. Whatever it costs, he'll sort it out for him. And there wasn't a word about it. But then one of the fellas that works for us, he never misses a trick. He seen the dinge on the big van. It was a big van. And he says, what happened to the van? And then he had to tell him. But he already knew, like, but he let on he didn't know. So you never can boast about anything in life. It's only the Lord keeps every one of us. And, you know, I see people putting things up about some great man of God and they did this and seen a thing up the other day, I was going to comment and I didn't. Somebody up how Jack Cole healed everybody and then he died himself. And hey, all healed everybody and he died an alcoholic. But there's a wee word in the Bible that says, publish it not. How the mighty are fallen in battle. I'll guarantee you that boy that was writing all that about them two men, has he ever even seen one soul saved or one person healed? But the two men he was talking about seen a lot done in the time they had. And he mentioned William Branham as well, killed in the car crash. But there's three men that he mentioned. And if you were to lay out how God used them three men, I tell you what, it was something else. Jack Cole was some man. I'm telling you, 38 years of age, he died. Pneumonia in the hospital. But look what he did by the time he was 38. And we talk about Wigglesworth. Wigglesworth had some ministry, but he never got the Holy Ghost till he was 48. Jack Cole was dead at 38. And went to be with the Lord. But God used him in that time that he had. And we don't know how long we have. There's a tremendous statement for William Branham says, God could use you to give a message in tongues one time and never use you again. And we don't know what God will do with us. It's all in the hands of the Lord, isn't it? But one thing is, we're in his hands. And as my Auntie Eiling often quotes, our times is in his hands. And that's the truth, isn't it? Our times is in the hands of the Lord. And look at Enoch, 300 and something years old, and he never even died. For the Lord took him, and he was not. And we could be that people in this generation that could see the catching up, the rapture. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord bless you this morning. Keep praying, and praying for wee George as well. Colin and Lydia's wee boy, he wasn't too well through the week either. And we're praying as well, and he's that Georgie's come round and doing good, isn't he, sister? That's good. Good, praise God. And there's lots of things going round, and pray for Brother George as well, and the family and any others as well. But let's turn in our Bibles this morning, and I should be reading from Exodus, Leviticus, and Hebrews, but if I go and read Exodus, Leviticus, and Hebrews, the big long portions, but you can read it. And we'll take one verse from Hebrews and we'll start in. And I want to talk about the priesthood, and there's so many things in it, what I could say and bring out of it. But those that do take notes, if you put down Exodus chapter 28, Leviticus chapter 8, and them two chapters to read, what brings it out more. And I'll be referring to lots of things maybe from them chapters, but to save time and everything, I won't read all them chapters, but I will read from Hebrews 3 verse 1. And you can mark down Hebrews 7 as well. We're quoting from it as well this morning. But Hebrews 3 verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. So the Bible calls him an apostle and a high priest, Jesus Christ. So he's not just a high priest, but he's also an apostle. Let's bow our heads again this morning. If you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this morning, and we'll remember you in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Someone that prayed for, God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we humbly and reverently bow before you this morning. Lord, we know, as we have already even heard, that your name is above every name. Lord, not only is your name above every name, but your name is as ointment poured forth. Lord Jesus, we speak your name this morning as ointment poured forth. We come against every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We pray that everyone that's on our hearts and that we would mention and think of this morning, that the Holy Spirit will go to them and work on them. Father, for the hands is raised, that you'll meet every single need. In the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Sanctify us, cleanse us, fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit, I pray. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, you know the secret prayers that's been prayed. I'm asking you that you'll answer. We thank you for Jamie Lee, as it's been prayed, how you've spared him. And oh God, we plead your blood over him and over this whole household. And we claim every one of them for the Lord. Father, we pray for Brother George, especially this morning. We rebuke every demon power, every devil, every spirit of divination and witchcraft over him and his wife in Jesus Christ's name. And for sons and his daughters, that they'll all come in and you'll save every one of them, Lord Jesus. Father, bless each one in this house. Continue to minister to our sister Eileen. We pray you'll touch her and minister to her. And Lord, that for Andrea, continue to touch the minister. For Davy West, speak to him. Lord, touch him and save him and move in his dad and speak to him and save him. And just work on them, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, help me this morning with your word. I need your help, your wisdom, and your guidance as we break the bread of life in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one. You know, Davy West doing well. His voice is a wee bit up and down, he says, but he's doing well. He had 24 staples he had to get out of his throat. It's a big operation. And his father was rushed in into hospital, and they didn't think he would do, but he's home again. And I tell you, God's good. God is so good. And you know, people many times say, well, that person was saved and the Lord never touched them and they went. No, but you see, don't miss it. They were saved. They were ready. Sometimes the unsaved's not ready. And because you've prayed, God gives them another chance. Amen? They get another chance. The saved person's ready. They're ready. They're going home to glory. They're ready to go. But the unsaved's not ready, and God spurs them another chance. He's long-suffering. And we just pray that God will just move on them. Praise God. And here we see Jesus Christ in Hebrews 3 and 1. He is apostle and high priest of our confession. And there's a difference, of course, between a priest and an apostle. And we know that an apostle is one who comes out from God with a message to man. He's a sent one. He's a sent one. An apostle comes out from God with a message to man from God. He's a sent one. A priest is one who goes into God on behalf of man. So the apostle comes out from God with a message, but the priest goes in to God on behalf of others. And the Lord Jesus Christ is both the high priest and apostle this morning. He came from God and he went back to God. And the great work of the priest was to minister unto the Lord. Exodus 28 verse 3 tells us that. I delight to do thy will, O my God, is the language of the great high priest. And Jesus Christ, not only did he come with a message, and the Hebrews also tells us when the fullness of time was come, God sent his son into the world. He sent him into the world with a message. A message of what? To save the lost. There's a thing on, I didn't message back to it, I almost did it. Someone said to me, just to leave it, not to do it. But they have glorified another man, which is not Jesus. And they're looking at God and another man, and he's saving them. But I'm sorry, I'm going to show you there's only one man who can save you. That's the man that came out from God, who is not just an apostle, but he's a priest. And he's not just any priest. But here, listen to this. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. After the order of Melchizedek. And we know that Melchizedek had no father, he had no mother, he had no ascent, he had no descent. This is a superior priesthood to all the other priesthoods. This will also be the delight of our lives if we're walking in the white robes of our holy priesthood. And we are kings and priests unto God. And our brother prayed it this morning. Many Christians condemn themselves, but we need a revelation of Romans 4. And it is a chapter of the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, for he says, he doesn't impute to us our sins, but he imputes to us, freely imparts his righteousness. When we get saved, we're working with his righteousness. Ours wouldn't take us over to the door. We need his. We have none of our own. But his will take us the whole way to heaven.
Amen.
Thank God for it. To do thy will. Revelations 1 and 6. And he made us kings and priests unto God and his Father to be glory and dominion forever and ever. Exodus 28 and 3. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, with spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Now the first thing I want to look at this morning, and of many, call them points, whatever you want, but we're not working with a 3-4 plow here. This here is one of them yokes that turns over twice. She's a reversible, brother. She has an awful sides on her. And then the nights of going again, which is more sides. When you get into the Hebrews, I can't help it. It just keeps opening and opening. And then I have to stop because I get too much. I would love time, really, to go at it. And the Lord knows that. Praise God. The priestly calling. First thing I want to look at, Aaron was called to God. Called to God. And I tell you, that's the most important thing for every single person, is to be called to God. And it's God that does the calling. Man does not do the calling. No man comes to God. God comes seeking us. Isn't that right? Called to God. No man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as with Aaron. Hebrews 5 verse 4 tells us that. And Hebrews 8 verse 3, every high priest is ordained. Who from? God. Jesus Christ, our high priest, was chosen of God. He's the only divinely ordained priest, the only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, this is what separates Jesus Christ from every other priest, from every other claim that they're God in flesh, and all them statements and small gods and all them different things we hear. There's truth in all them things, but you can't go on a limb with them or you're in trouble. And they take you away from Jesus to worship another, then they're false. Isn't that right? 1 Timothy 2 and 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And there's a great that his name's in there, because there's some people that put our names in there. But his name's in there. He's chosen of God. He's ordained of God. He's sent of God. And here's another thing about him. You can put this down. He was washed. He was washed. They must be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. And I tell you, we're called of God. God calls us as the first thing he does. We're chosen of the Lord. Then the next thing that happens, you're washed. And you're not washed by a church membership, and you're not washed by a religious membership, and you're not washed by actual physical water, but you're washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the thing that cleanses you this morning, is the blood of Jesus, and you're also washed by the washing of the water of the Word. And his word cleans us. He was washed. He must be clean that bear the vessel of the Lord. Aaron is a sunlight type of Christ. Listen to this. He's a sunlight type of Christ. The sunlight's a bright light. He's a sunlight type of Christ. But this washing just brings out how far short the best men are in resembling the Holy One of God. The best person you can pick that you can look at like the Lord still will fall far short, because they all needed cleansing. Every single priest you'll read about here, and every earthly priest now, will need cleansing. But the Lord Jesus Christ needed no cleansing. When you read about all these earthly priests, it says, and they offered for themselves, then the people. But you read of the Lord Jesus Christ, you never once read he offered for himself. Here's what you read. He's without spot or wrinkle. He knew no sin. He had no sin. He took our place. He was offered in our room and in our stead. And he, in absolute perfection, satisfied a holy God. And I'll tell you, the atonement satisfied God. Therefore, when you come under it and under the blood, and you come washed and God calls you, God accepts you. And he accepts you. How? In Christ. You're accepted in Christ, in the Beloved. You are accepted in the Beloved. Praise God. Here's another thing. He was clothed. You remember Brother Guy preached a sermon? I can still remember it. The new garment. You remember that, brother, from the Old Testament? He preached about the new garment. How you get the new garment. Revelation says, how will you be found when the Lord comes? Will you be found naked? And you don't want to be found naked. You want to be found clothed. And there is a coat of the righteousness of Christ, which we receive. And here Aaron received a coat. He was clothed. The coat, the robe, the ephod were put upon him. And if a brother wants, you can put the picture up. of the high priest's garments if he wants. And I still need to get really more into that, get preaching on it more, and I'd love to preach on it. There you can have a look at it. And I'll tell you what. Take a look there at that for a moment, and I want to tell you a wee thing. Every single piece of clothing that's on that high priest, and everything about him, from his feet to the crown of his head, you can bring out the Lord Jesus Christ in every part. The colors, the gold, everything is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful. All in the Old Testament. And God was, through the Old Testament, in a reality, not just in something that wasn't real, it was a reality. There was the priest dressed like this. But yet, though it was a priest then and doing all these ordinances, it was speaking of something yet greater to come. There were shadows of what was coming, weren't there? There was something greater coming. Something greater. And that greater was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to go into all these colors and all this morning. And I have preached him before, and I need preached again, and I need always preached. That's the truth. But our great high priest was robed in garments of glory and beauty. And these garments this priest saw, and they're beautiful, aren't they? Very beautiful. You know, I remember years ago when I looked at these garments and I tried to figure out where the Urim and Thummim were kept. And then when you read it carefully, there's interwoven pockets in that garment. But that's for another day. There's secret pockets. And I tell you, there's secrets in the Lord. And the Urim and Thummim in the Old Testament, when somebody dreamed a dream, and they let it go on the Urim and the Thummim, and then, you see them stones, them breastplates, on the breastplate, there's 12 stones, 12 tribes of Israel. Them stones, if it was a true dream, they lit up, they flashed, and they lit up when it was true. And my, all them truths in the Old Testament. You remember I preached on the lie detector from the Old Testament, the lie detector test. Everything's all in there, all in the Old Testament. But you see, this priest was clothed, and these holy robes were, as we shall see, typical of his character. Here's another thing, he was crowned. He was crowned. He was called, he was washed, he was clothed, and he was crowned. And that's true for us as well. We're going to receive a crown. And I want to say this morning, the brow that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The liver with thorns placed on him again. He's crowned with glory, hallelujah. Oh, what a glorious crown. The mitre of the holy crown was put upon his head. The priestly dress was not complete without the crown. Now, if you were to take that gold band on that garment on that priest's head there, the first thing I'm going to tell you about that gold band is that speaks of deity. Speaks of deity. For God was in Christ. Christ wasn't in God. God was in Christ. That's why he is God in flesh. Because God's in him. And I tell you, there's a lot of people don't believe that. And when you ask these false religions, was God in Christ or Christ in God? Their answer tells a lot. But you know the right answer. God was in Christ. Why, Brother Tom, was God in Christ? God was in Christ to reconcile the world to himself. That's why. To redeem us. Hallelujah. What a priest he was. What an apostle he was. Zechariah 3, verse 1 to 5. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan, standing at the right hand, resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with a filthy garment and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fur mitre upon his head. So they set a fur mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Praise God. Clothed with garments. The priest must be one fitted to wear a crown. The mediator between God and man must be one able to wear and worthy of a glorious crown. A glorious crown. The crown of holiness is the Lord's this morning. Want you to get that? The crown of holiness belongs to the Lord this morning. He is not just a priest, but he's our holy priest. There's priests down the road this morning called holy priests, but they're unholy. They're anything but holy. But we have a holy priest this morning. Thank God for our holy priest. Here's another thing about him. He was anointed. He was anointed. Leviticus 8 verse 12. Moses poured the anointing oil upon Aaron's head. And we're looking at Aaron as a type of Christ. Aaron was anointed. And Jesus Christ was anointed. For the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. In Luke's Gospel, in the book of Acts. So many scriptures. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me. He was anointed. And I want to tell you, every apostle's anointed. And if he's not anointed, he's not an apostle. Because everyone God sends and everyone God chooses, he anoints them. Thank God for the holy anointing oil. Hallelujah. Moses poured this oil on Aaron's head. The anointing spirit was poured upon the head of God's beloved as he stood by the Jordan. Come on him. The Spirit said to John, and him who thou see, the dove coming on remaining. That's the one. That is the one. To do what? For I baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me who's mightier than me. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And when Jesus come up out of the water, the dove come on him, lighting upon him. And your Bible says, remaining upon him, the anointing remained upon him, the fullness remained upon him, for he is the messenger of God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit like a dove crowned with honor. The Lord's anointed. Here's another thing as well. He was consecrated. He was consecrated. Aaron was sprinkled with the blood and his hands filled for the Lord. Leviticus 8, 24 to 27. And he brought Aaron's sons and Moses put the blood upon the tip of their right ear and upon the thumbs of their right hands and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat on the rump and all the fat that was there upon the inward parts and the coal above the liver. And the two kidneys and their fat and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oil bread and one wafer, put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hands and upon his son's hands and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. Hallelujah. Claimed and filled is a true consecrated state. And the Lord Jesus was both. He was both. Hallelujah. And I tell you, they took this bread and they placed it upon him and they waved it before the Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ was that bread that came down from heaven. And Jesus said that that Moses gave him bread in the wilderness, but he says, I am the bread that come down from heaven. And if you eat this bread, you'll live forever. The bread of life is the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And he's the weaved sheaf offered to God. And he's the weaved sheaf, the final weaved sheaf offering to God. I want you to know that. There's no other one you need to weave. There's no other one you need to work with. But Jesus Christ has done it all. Thank God for it this morning. No point playing about with some other thing. This is all we need this morning. I tell you, if you get a real revelation of Christ and the cross, chosen and washed and called and clothed and crowned, you won't need anything else. Does the Lord satisfy you this morning? Does he satisfy you? Or are you searching for something else? I want you to know that I'm serving him since I was a young man, and I'm satisfied. When I go in and wait on the Lord, the riches of God's word still blesses me after preaching over 30 years. And there's brothers here who's preached longer than me, but I'll guarantee you they'll tell you the same thing. They're still blessed. The word of God still blesses and enriches them. Because it's life, isn't it? Life. The voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son." He was claimed. Claimed. These things were done with iron because he was claimed to the Lord. He was chosen to the Lord. The Spirit was given unto him without measure. The Lord Jesus was claimed to the Father, and he was filled. And his holy hands were indeed filled for God and for God's man. I tell you, when the hands of Jesus Christ touched even the coffin gone by, the dead were raised. I want to tell you that the hands of Jesus, there's no other hands this morning like the, I'm surprised nobody that your sermons preached on them hands. Just on the hands. He touched the coffin. The dead arose. We often talk about how he spoke the word, and that's true. Spoke the word and all them things are true. But what about the people he laid his hand on? And you hear William Branham, a prophet of God, and they bring a wee girl to him, and she's in a bad state, and he says, "I'm only a man. My hands are filthy. But Lord, I'm here in your place. Put your hands on her." God is. He's depending on them hands. I tell you this morning, we're depending on them hands. Them hands can do what no other hands can do. Them are the hands, miracle-working hands. Sin-destroying, demon-casting-out hands. They can do it all. Oh, brother, what are you talking about? I do cures today, miracles tomorrow, and I cast out the devil with the finger of God. With one finger. More power than all hell and every devil. With his wee finger. Oh, you hear me? With his wee finger. Jesus has more power than them all. Amen. I tell you, we need to get the hold of the Lord this morning, don't we? He'll soon change the situation. I'll tell you another thing about it as well. Fed on the bread of consecration. Fed on the bread. Leviticus 8:31, "And Moses said unto Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with bread that is in the basket of consecration, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it." Holy bread was his. He could have it. What none other could touch was his by right of his character as priest. Do you realize these chosen priests could touch things, could eat things, that could do things that no other were allowed to do, or they would drop dead? Do you realize that? This is a special privilege, a special calling, because they're chosen of the Lord. Jesus could say, "I have meat to eat, you know, not off." Leviticus 21:22. Jesus had meat, you know, not off. What are you going to feed them with, Lord, when they said, "Feed the multitude"? The Lord said, "Feed them." Lord, how am I going to feed them? Will they go to the shop? And he says, "Of meat to eat, you know not of." What about when he said, "Of nothing here but a boy's lunch"? Have a boy's lunch here. 7 baskets filled with the remains in one place and 12 baskets filled with the remains in another place. After the miracles, 2 different miracles. Aaron did eat the bread of his God, didn't he? Leviticus 21, 22, and he shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. And Jesus Christ was that bread. John 6, 32 to 35, let me read it. And I'm soon be finished. It won't be long this morning. John 6, 32 to 35. Then Jesus saith unto, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father. So that's the same when we talk today about a man did this and a man did that. You need to correct it. They never done it. My Father from heaven done it. He used them, man. But he done it. They never done it. And if you brought them here now, they couldn't do it. And you and me can't do it. But our Father in heaven can do it this morning. For he's an unchanging priesthood. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we ask or think. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, thank God. Thank God for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth us life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Wouldn't we say the same? Certainly we would. Verse 35, and Jesus says unto them, I am the bread of life. I think a brother quoted it in his prayer this morning. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. All about believing, isn't it? I tell you, people put a big emphasis on water. I believe in correct water baptisms. But I'll tell you, if that person's not saved, the water will never convert them. It's powerless. You can put them in a devil and they'll come out a devil. But if they get saved, that's a different thing. And they're not saved with natural water. It's a spiritual water. A spiritual water that the Bible talks about. Then after that, you take them and baptize them in water. And it's just a show. To say they're dying with Christ, rising with him. See, that's what William Branham talked about, following the prescription details. You have to follow the details of the prescription. Repent ye therefore and believe in Jesus Christ. Then you get baptized. Amen. Then you can have the result of the Holy Ghost. Here's another thing, and I'm almost finished. Almost finished. He was blameless. Blameless. I tell you, that's something, isn't it? Blameless. No man hath a blemish. No man that hath a blemish shall come nigh to offer the offering of the Lord. This was a serious thing, Leviticus 21, 23. Only he shall not go in under the veil, nor come nigh under the altar, because he hath a blemish, that he profane any of my sanctuaries. For I, the Lord, do sanctify them. Now, I want to tell you a wee thing this morning. If I was in the Old Testament, I could not be a priest. You say I could be, could you? No bald head was allowed to be a priest. If you had a dodgy knee, you couldn't be a priest. That's the truth. That's the Bible. You realize there's a list of things here. And you weren't allowed to be a priest because of these. And in the Old Testament, you could have 20 wives, 100 wives. But if you're a priest, one wife. That's the Old Testament. One wife. My wife's smiling away there, down the back. So I only have the one wife. Thank the Lord. Better say no more, I'll get in trouble. I know Gary's thinking, don't say it. Ruth, you're blessed to the Lord. Sharon, you're blessed to the Lord. You need medals, actually. I tell you need medals. But I tell you, what is a serious thing? But we take out one wee thing and we bother people over the head with it. But then what if it was our own selves? What if God was to go back into our lives and we were to go in the works? Every single one would fail. There's none without a blemish. There's only one man with no blemish. Not the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, when you think of it, William Branham was the legs almost shot off. You know the testimony with a shotgun. Almost lost his legs. He was sinking, he thought, into hell. And he started telling God he had lived clean because the voice told him to do it. Was it wrong? No. No. I would to God. That's the way to live, isn't it? Live clean. That's right to do it. It's right to do it. But he said none of them things made the difference. He had to have his own experience with a man on the cross. And he said he saw that light as across that old coal shed. And he come to the Lord as his Savior. And he got saved. And you think of that man. You remember the testimony of the man was bitten with a box jellyfish. And he's in the ambulance. And all them stories, and they all refer to almost the same thing. You go over their lives, you know. But I was right and good. But what we call good and what God requires good, it's a big different thing. What about the man went to heaven and everything was rolled out? And when it was all rolled out, he found out he wasn't as good as he thought. But there was somebody stood there for him. There was a priest that had stood for him. The Lord Jesus. Amen. When I think of some preachers, and I'm not going to say it this morning, this is recorded, that have battered out stuff from religiosity, but they their own selves would never have been qualified. In the Old Testament, they would never have been qualified. What would I do this morning? I could wave it here, but it's not there. It's gone. That's in the Old Testament. I'll tell you, even in the very offerings, look at the offerings. You couldn't go in and pick a lamb with a lame leg. It wouldn't be accepted. It had to be the best one. A lamb without blemish. Because, you see, the natural, earthly lamb without blemish is preparing a greater and a more perfect lamb that was to come, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And even though it's in the law and all them things, it's a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, and it's showing a greater picture at the end of it. Our high priest was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Hebrews 7:26. Man could find no fault in him. And God was evidently pleased with him. God was pleased with him. Pleased with him. Isn't that wonderful? Aaron is a type of Christ. And I'm going to close this morning. I'm not going to go on. It went on enough. And we'll come again tonight. The Lord willing and the Lord is willing. We'll continue on and we'll keep on looking. And let's stand on our feet this morning. Praise God. Isn't God good? The Lord's so good, isn't it? I want to say to you this morning, never condemn yourself. For the Lord's accepted in your behalf. On my behalf. And sure, we'll all make mistakes. We'll all do things. But the blood of Jesus lays there for us. But we have a priest this morning that's faultless, called to God, clothed to God, filled with the Spirit of God. And he's called us, and he's filled us, and he's washed us, and he's clothed us. And we're going to receive a crown, our own selves. We're going to receive a crown. The Bible says we are. I tell you, there's great things ahead for God's people. Well, every head's bowed, every eye closed. If you would say, the Lord's touched me and you want prayer, lift your hand before the Lord. And we're going to pray and a brother's going to come. God bless you. And if you have a need this morning, whatever your need is, believe God for it. Believe God for your need. So many times the Lord's met my needs. So many times. Many, many times when I've had nothing. And the Lord's answered, and the Lord's met the need. You know, a few weeks ago, I come here, and you might say, brother, you're exaggerating, but I'm not going to tell you. One Wednesday night, I come in the car, and the light was on, and I was praying, and I had no money in the account, and had no money in my pocket. And now light was on her, and it was on from the day before. But I was coming on anyhow. And I said, Lord, will you meet my need? And a wee man slipped 20 quid into my hand, got out the door. And I went and stuck 20 quid of diesel in her. And many times I've give when I didn't have it to give. But the Lord's always blessed me with it. Pressed down and running over the top. You can never outdo God. God will bless you. God will bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you're our apostle and our high priest, and you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, for the hands raised in this house, and Lord, if someone would hear this message, Lord, will you touch and bless them? Will you lay your hands upon each one of us this morning? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Bless the song leader. Bless all these young musicians and older musicians. Bless the deacons. Bless the elders. Bless those that set the chairs out, put the chairs in. Bless each one that comes through these doors to serve us. Bless the children. Cover them with your blood. Save them a prayer. Save every household. Lord, for families, representative of loved ones that maybe don't come to church, we're asking you for them. We're praying, God, that you'll remember them this morning. The wife, the husband, the son, the daughter. Father, have mercy upon them. Call them. Clothe them. Wash them. Oh, all these things that we've seen. We want you to do it for them. We're asking it in Jesus' precious name. We're praying for hands raised for special needs. Meet every need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, answer prayer. Bless your people. Lord, for those that's afflicted with some demon or trouble that's kept them away, Lord, we rebuke every lie of the devil. And we send your word and pray for healing and deliverance upon your people. Restore the backslidden, we pray. Have your way in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Your brother Gary comes. If I've been shouting, you'll have to forgive me. I get carried away. But there's one of these days I'm going to get carried away. And I'm going to let the glory roll when the roll's called glory. God bless you.
The Bible sing the hymn, "No other hope, no other plea. He took my place and died for me." A trembling soul.